Texte numéro 68. Pokémon Go. Man quits job to become full-time Pokémon hunter. New Zealander Tom Curry has become a full-time Pokémon hunter. Each morning, he fills a flask with coffee, packs a rain jacket and cut lunch in his backpack, and heads into the wilderness to hunt Pokémon, come rain, hail or snow. The 24-year-old Kiwi quit his job in Auckland last week to embark on a two-month tour of New Zealand, with the aim of capturing all of the Pokémon released on smartphone game Pokémon Go last week. Curry has booked 20 bus trips around New Zealand and in less than a week has already visited six South Island towns and caught Pokémon at every stop. So far, he has captured 90 of the 151 Pokémon released on the game. In the Kaikoura Ranges, on the east coast of the South Island, Curry captured Dragonair, Scyther and Jinx. And in the rough seas off the Wild West Coast, he seized water-dwelling Goldeen. "I wanted to have an adventure," Curry said. "I've been working hard for 6 years and I was desperate for a break. And Pokémon Go gave me the chance to fully live that dream. A week in, and Curry's adventure is both exhilarating and exhausting. On occasion, he has hunted until 3 in the morning, and he says he sleeps deeply now because of the miles and miles he walks each day. I think the most exciting experience so far was in Sumner, Christchurch, which has become a hotspot for Pokémon hunters," Curry said. "There were about 100 people there hunting at the same time, and some of these people would usually be shut up at home and really reclusive. Hunting for Pokémon is bringing them into the real world. It was such a buzzy atmosphere. When someone spotted a rare Pokémon, they would shout out to alert the crowd." Curry's journey so far has been done on the cheap, sleeping on friends' couches or in crowded backpacker dorms. But his trip has piqued the nation's interest, and he has been approached by various transport companies, offering to take him to remote parts of the country to hunt for rare Pokémon. Curry has also received messages of support from people all around the world, including Ireland, India, Canada, and the United States. "Tom is a very spur-of-the-moment, independent kid. He always has been," said his mother, Tania Dobbs. "His nana and I don't understand the game at all, but I remember him loving it in his childhood. I'm just glad he's out enjoying his life and seeing so much of New Zealand. I back him 100%. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, July 2016.